Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. We have a weekly rhythm that we follow through these challenges. It starts on Monday with a new idea. Tuesdays, we see where that comes from in the Bible. Wednesdays, we see how the Bible challenges and changes us. Thursdays, we try to live it out before a day of reflection and prayer on Friday, rest on Saturday, and community on Sunday. These challenges are really meant to help you put into practice what it means to be a follower of Jesus in today's busy lifestyle. And if you've never explored before the basics of Christianity, I'd encourage you to check out the Christianity 101 course. It's a great introduction to the kind of things we try to build on in these challenges. Community is really important to our community here. And so I'd encourage you to share this with somebody in your life. If you're enjoying these challenges and they're transforming you, share it with somebody from work, from home, from the neighborhood, from wherever you spend time. Try to connect with somebody, share this with them. It might help them a lot, and it could start a great friendship as you discuss together whenever you have the opportunity. Watch the videos while you're each going about your daily lifestyle, whenever you're together. Discuss the question that we pose to you after every session. This week's topic is worry, and worry is a big deal in our lives. Worry can drive us, can push us to fear and to make decisions that we wouldn't otherwise. I had somebody come to the door this week talking about my water. He said, oh, we're testing everybody's water because you know there's calcium and chlorine in your water and you might qualify for a filter. And I was pretty suspicious of this, and I'm glad I was, because I looked it up and it wasn't the real deal, it was a scam. But what they were doing was trying to get people worried that the water they were drinking wasn't safe, wasn't good for them. I watched a YouTube video of somebody trying to convince somebody their water wasn't safe to swim in, much less drink. People can try to make us worry about things to distract us from other things in life. And worry is a big topic this month. Think about all the things that have happened from Boston Marathon bombings to Via Rail terror plots to finding out that Canadians were involved in the gas plant attack in Algeria. I wonder how many people are worried because of those things. Apparently 8 in 10 Canadians are now worried about homegrown terror. I wonder how many people this week are worried that if they try to sell their truck on AutoTrader or Kijiji, something terrible is going to happen to them. When things happen in our world, they can become sources of anxiety and worry that can become all-consuming. People can change their behavior or their habits based on worry. I did a Google search on worry this week, and the things that came up in just the first two pages of results were debt, health, mental health, concerns about the job market, the housing market, the economy in general. We worry about all sorts of things in life, and they often have to do with material things. We asked some people on the street what they worry about. Here are some of their answers. What kind of things do you worry about?
Cancer cropping up again, health issues, yeah, that'd be it. And yeah, like I say, this place is going to be stinking, you know, if they get that ethanol plant gets in. I don't like the idea of that.
My family being okay, money, sickness, I guess the things people normally, but mostly my family. The older they get, the harder it is.
Yeah. A lot. I worry about everything. The safety of my kids, money, debt, everything really.
What do you do when you worry?
I try to ignore it.
I know many of you Redeem the Commute users have things to worry about as well. Especially with a busy commuting lifestyle, we can worry about debt, about finances, about our job prospects, about our houses, our mortgages. We can worry about all sorts of things, and being busy, always on the move, spending time on the train or the bus or in the car, means we have less time to deal with those things and more time to worry about them. We can often feel stuck. We have no way out of this lifestyle, and it can lead to sleepless nights. Well, we're going to look at that topic this week because it is so important to so many of us. But here's a question for you to consider first, and I hope you'll share it with somebody in your life. What do you worry about, and how do you worry? Make a list of things that you worry about and the ways that you actually live out that worry, whether it means sleepless nights or trying to make decisions, trying to write it out, whether it means talking to somebody, whatever you do when you're worried, write that down alongside the things you worry about. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.